pale card coloration. How's the baby?
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with that. See, you think of the devil's time and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
You will listen. Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Please, you know what I'm
every
talking
chance
about.
You get,
you
every
minute.
You will keep your radio, you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
You think it's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation
funny.
Around
very
our
funny.
Ears.
Yes. Hello, everyone. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Now, I know it's Thursday. We don't exactly have a set thing going on schedule right now, but I was contacted by Nroki5. I think we might be doing a Red Pill Nation simulcast here in about 30 minutes or so. that I can't actually be too sure of. But I do know we're going to have some topics to talk about that he loves to talk about, and I'm really wanting to look into them really quickly. But while I do that, Rob, if you have an update for us, please go ahead.
Yeah, I got a small one-bedroom flat to move into yesterday. I took my time yesterday moving from the hotel to here and then began the process of walking back and forth to a shop to get essentials. I got a blanket and a pillow. Here they don't sell like the comforter like you would get in the States. It's all in one. You got to buy the duvet and then a cover to go over the top of it, like this big, huge pillowcase to go over your blanket itself. It's very efficient for washing them and all, but not very comfortable for an American like me who's used to having comforters and quilts. But yeah, I have moved into a place, so now I need to stock up on get food. And I don't have a stove yet, but I'll have one hopefully this weekend.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah, that's so all... it's huge.
Forward progress. I like that. Forward progress in the face of persecution.
Well, yes. we gotta move on. You know, when you knock, like I said before, when you knock me down, I will stand again, and I'm gonna stand. You know, I don't just curl in a ball. It's, with y'all's help, it's been a lot easier road to hoe, so to speak. But yeah, my big glory yesterday is I was able to buy ham and cheese and have to make a sandwich. You know, that I could make myself. And coffee and everything, so I've got a roof over my head. It's heated. And I got a toilet. It's on the bus line, so if I need to get in the city for anything, it's there. I'm pretty much camping out for 5 more days before I go full activist. But then, UK people, you can expect me.
Yeah, because you are a former resident of the UK, so... Wow, it must be wild being there, especially when political things are happening, because, yeah, from right here, it pops off in the UK.
Yeah, there have been a lot of protesting going on, not just about the mask, but the COVID in general and the unfairness of the whole system. That people say the system is broken, but it's really, it's working exactly as it was designed. The tilt the table like a pinball machine. We can hit the ball up all we want, but eventually it's going to go down that hole in the back because the table is tilted, isn't it? The game is rigged. It's working exactly as it was designed to do. Fool the masses into asking for their own oppression, and they do. Oh, make me feel safe, big brothers. No planes hit the towers. You know, these things. Oh, there's an invisible boogeyman out there that called the common cold and protect me from that now, too. So I'll wear that mask so that I get myself sick because I can't afford to change them every 3 hours as directed, 3 to 4 hours of sweating them up inside. You got to change those masks or disinfect them. Unless you got one of those UV light setups in your house to disinfect them. I don't recommend chemical disinfection. You're going to have to change these regular. It protects you against nothing. You're visible. It's your white flag of surrender, really, isn't it? When you see these white masks going by, just seeing humanity. World War III was not fought country to country. It was each country fought their people, and it was done without a shot fired. And it won't end until 7.8 billion shots are fired into people's arms called a vaccine.
Well, absolutely, yeah. Well, you know.
I was thinking about that the other day when I was eating, watching people walk by out the window.
Is that what JFK said? Not army by day, but guerrilla warfare by night?
Yeah, there's guerrilla warfare, and then there's jackass warfare.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I see going on. And people ask me all the time, you know, have we lost? Is there any hope? I said, yes, we are our own hope. We have got to get people talking about things if nothing is talked about. Even if you're disagreed with, get this. We have to talk about these issues that the news don't show us. The visible signs in front of people's eyes of how much they have lost in less than a year is they won't be able to calculate, or will they remember what they lost? Because as you lose something long enough, because there already, this will be two Christmas traditions in a row that are in some countries going to be completely gone. And say you're a child and you were born 2 years ago, right when all these measures started. You've never seen Christmas. You don't have this tradition built into you. There's something has changed. The paradigm is shifted, if you will.
Okay. We have Dr. Kelly here with us as well. She just joined us.
Good evening, Dr. K.
Hey, good morning, good evening. And my cup full of pens just did some carnage. I think V's cup of pens went the other night. Mine just went tonight. So I had it on mute because I think I said a bad word. It's so good to hear your voice, both of you, and I'm glad that you're not that you're going through this, but that you're going through this now, and you have your whole lifetime of experience to be able to, you know, when you're out there waking up people, and when you're rolling the cucking stool through town with the queenie on it herself. Oh, hello, my subjects, and, you know,
little feet kicking underneath the stool, the feet moving. You got complete damage.
Well, yeah, Dr. Kelly, something you might want to know that you might be interested in knowing. Yeah, it's probably the domino effect from hell, because that box of pins went, and then next thing you know, some more stuff went, and then my entire studio setup. All the way down the wall, in the middle of the room, everything. Spent the last 24 hours supervising it being rebuilt. Luckily, and that's a miracle, zero computer equipment was broken. Big screen has a scratch on it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It was quite a calamity there yesterday when that went all sudden.
Oh, yeah. It continued. I almost thought we had an earthquake or something. I don't know.
too many truth bombs.
Yes, I heard this pastor preaching on it once. He built like a shelf, you know, the little dinky toys, the little die-cast models that come from merry old England. He had put a shelf up in one of the children's bedrooms. And the kids had climbed on each other to try to climb up onto the shelf, and the whole thing came crashing down, and, you know, he thought a bomb went off or something. And, yeah, cats are famous, little boys, but you'd never think the little girls would do it, and there she is sitting on the whole pile of everything.
Kids. kids.
There you go.
And, you know, we've got to give the kids a better world. I'm going to bring it back home. We've got to get the adults acting like adults and talking about things, not acting like a bunch of children. I'm offended. I'm taking my ball and running home because you're beating me in the game. You know, people's egos get in front of their logic. And people are so afraid to be wrong that they could admit it, that it's okay to be wrong and change things in life. Otherwise, we're stuck in perpetual motion of stupidity, if you will.
Exactly. I agree. And so, yeah, it's a shame. Absolutely. I was checking with Hiroki 5 here, and so it'll be about another 20 minutes if we do join in. I'm not quite sure. Three of us might be an overload for a simulcast, so we'll just have to see about that.
He runs a pretty tight shift as far as asking people questions and directing things along.
Oh, yeah.
I went on one of his shows.
Set up and everything, yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, and I'm happy to, you know, give up the spot because I'm working on the recall Governor Gavin Newsom petition. I finally got a copy of that. And, you know, as much as I love you guys and stuff, if you need the space and you're ready to rock, I'll just be the, you know, no friends on a powder day snow host.
We'll see. It's no problem. I think we'll be able to keep you. Well, I just have to wait till he gets to me. I don't know why he doesn't start the show 30 minutes earlier so he can sync up with me. But, you know, yeah. When people do something for a long time, it's hard for them to break.
Yeah, he's probably busy scoring or something.
Yeah.
You are a Mike Judge fan, aren't you? Or what was his name? Mike Judge?
Hey, Scroll. It's all good.
Yeah, I love him. I can't help it.
In my head? Okay. I just thought that went over your head. Sorry.
Was that Mike popping in there for a moment?
Hey, man. All good. Yeah. Tons of tards lead kick-ass lives, Scroll. My ex-wife's a tard, man. She's a pilot now.
Yeah.
There you go.
You'll pay for the whole seat of the cucking stool, but you'll only use the edge.
Yeah. We'll throw a towel at you when you're done.
Ooh.
I'd like to see a dunking stool set up over here near Albert Dock. It's a very good, plenty of people could gather around. It's a deep, right? So they can get a good splashing in.
Oh, yeah, I'd make my nephew do a kickflip on his skateboard as he jumped from dock to dock.
Combination. Dunking stool, catapult.
Three, real, two, real. One.
That's it. Without a net, ladies and gentlemen. We can modernize it and use one of those cannons that they shoot somebody across the circus with.
Yes. Yes. Because the tinier the common scold, the farther F equals MA. So we could really get our Newton's worth out of that cannon.
Yes. Well done.
Okay, so Naroki, I think he's setting up. So, yeah.
Well, let's just continue on. We got a half an hour to crack our stuff out. When he says go, we'll just go. Mid-flow, we'll switch shows.
Well, and to go with what you were saying earlier, there's an article out today, all right, from the Business Insider of all places. Google is giving data to police based on Search keywords. Court documents show.
Da, da, da. That's nothing new to us. We've been warning people for years. They're just finally going to admit it.
Correct.
What other interesting one did I see? I got a screenshot somewhere about them using our DNA from these COVID tests however they want.
Yes, and see, that's why I don't like going to the hospitals and seeing doctors and yada, yada, yada. I don't even want my children taken out of my sight when they're born in the hospital. Like, no, I don't know what you're going to stick in them, and I don't know what you're going to steal. You know, yeah, the flesh is very valuable. That DNA sample, and everybody gets pricked with a needle. Yeah, I don't trust it. I really don't.
Yeah, give a shout out to the midwives, you know, that birth the babies at home or in the, you know, there's a such a thing called a birthing stool. It's way better than the cucking stool.
There you go. Way better.
National security. Hello, I'm back. Can you all hear me?
Yeah, hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, I'm going to read something real quick here. It says, this is from legislation.gov.uk. It says, the coronavirus retention of fingerprints and DNA profiles in the interests of national security, number two regulations, is statutory 973. So if you all look into that, you're going to see that they're going to use the DNA data for whatever they want.
Yeah, go ahead and repeat that because it's kind of censoring you. And
yeah,
so
it broke up very badly there. Go ahead.
Let me see if I could get it up here because I'm using mobile data. I'm trying to switch between a picture that I have stored online somewhere else. I have to go back and re-pull that up. So give me just a moment here, and I'll get that back up here. It says here, can you hear me?
You're actually breaking up again. Try to talk a little slower. Go ahead.
Let me say, it says retention of fingerprints and DNA profiles in the interests of national security. This is in the UK. Statutory regulation 2020, and the regulation number is 973, talks about how the retention of fingerprints and DNA profiles. So they're going to use whatever they've got from this coronavirus, you know, prying into our privacy, if you will, privacy. That they're going to use our DNA that they collect from us any way they want for national security.
Everything in the name of national security, it's...
Yes, statutory regulation 973.
You know, what about my security? What about your security? Is that valid?
Yeah, what about your privacy, private?
Yeah, you want some privacy? Go stay in your house under quarantine. There's your privacy.
Yeah.
I'm getting another call.
Oh, okay, so we have Red Pill Nation coming in. So, Mike,
I'm going to switch over.
Let's switch over, Mike.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting?
Red Pill Nation Hangout 1. Usual partner in crime, Rearson. I've got my second group here. We've got Rob V, and we have a new guy, RBN Skype One producer. I don't know who that is. Is he just going to be sitting in the background being quiet all night?
He's going to sit silent. He's my producer from my radio station, so we can simulcast.
Okay.
Yeah, we're simulcasting here. We got Dr. Kelly over here, too. I don't know if you mentioned her.
And we also have Dr. Kelly, yes.
All right, he's not showing up here. I've got, he's not, there's you, there's Rob,
he's on the phone line.
Okay, all right. Hello, Dr. Kelly.
Hello,
Dr. Kelly, how you doing? Okay, so I will have everybody reintroduce themselves. As per usual, everybody, I am at all of the following sites. I'm your host, Nabroki. I am at patreon.com with the Red Pill Nation. I am at Subscribestars and Rookie 5. I'm at WordPress, Facebook, YouTube, Mind, Gab, Reddit, BitChute, Tumblr. What the hell? Twitter. Ah, there we go. Ready on Twitter, MGTOW TV, and Parler. So with me tonight are my usual, my usual co-hosts. Rearson, just have a quick intro before everybody else gets to introduce themselves.
All right, I will happily do so. As for most of the time, Rearson with a longtime friend with Naroki, and we're going to have fun tonight. Next.
V.
Yes.
Introduce yourself. So go ahead.
Host of the Red Pill Hardcore radio show. Just kicking it here. We're on RBN, simulcasting, and ready to do a good show.
Right on. Rob?
This is Rob D. I'm co-host of Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with V, and I'm really looking forward to chatting with you all this evening.
A quick question, Rob. I take it you were able to successfully get out of Europe?
Yeah, well, no. I'm in England. I was able to get out of Europe proper. And I'm over in England now, and I got somebody helped me get in a small flat. So now I just have to get the stuff I need to eat and for further rent and apply for my visas and get back home to my studio.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to do my usual Googlings and stuff that I do during shows where I do with people. I'm only on a phone, and I don't have the ability to do that kind of research at the same time. And so, yeah, forgive me for that.
Oh, that's okay. I think we can all let it slide tonight. And the lady on the call, introduce yourself, please.
Oh, hi. This is Dr. Kelly, and my other mentor told me that I have the biggest chesticles in the room. So thanks for putting up with me. I appreciate it.
Yes, as the only woman, you definitely would have the biggest chesticles in the room. Okay, so before we start tonight, number three actually stems from the presidential debates. Do you want to move that up to number two?
Well, it was a number two show, number two, might as well.
Okay, yeah. All right, so the order is going to be presidential debates, and then we will get into the Proud Boys, which stems from the presidential debates. Then we'll have Donald Trump gets COVID. Then we'll have Hollywood demanding taxpayer money. Joe Rogan finally responds to issues with Spotify censoring him, and then six leftists fail miserably to smear SCOTUS nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Okay, I'm going to timestamp this, and we are off to the races. All right. Did we all see the debate, or at least part of the debate?
Define part.
I read about it.
I got about as far watching it as when POTUS had basically told Wallace, am I debating? Yeah, I guess I'm debating you. No, okay, fine. And that basically is about as far as I went.
Anybody else? Anybody see the whole thing in its entirety? Because I didn't. I saw most of it, but I didn't see all of it. Okay, all right.
This is Engineer Mike at RBN here. I watched the whole thing. I almost watched it twice. If you want to know anything. I mean, I'm with I didn't catch his name, sorry. The guy said he quit when he got to the point that Trump told Chris Wallace, well, I guess I'm debating you now, too. That was when I figured, oh, well, this is going to get good. And it was definitely a number two show.
Anybody else? Okay.
Was very pointed by Trump, though, because it was like he was debating. He was debating the monitor.
Yeah, it did look like that to me as well. Anyway, from what I saw, Trump was Trump. He went, and maybe potentially a little bit more aggressively, I'm going to say, and this was just my take on this, considering that Trump more or less was dealing with two-on-one here, and Chris Wallace was, in effect, acting, I don't know whether he was doing this on purpose, but he might have been debating two-on-one here. I mean, he actually did a pretty decent job. Joe Biden didn't land. Wallace was the only one that landed anything resembling an effective shot. Joe Biden didn't land anything resembling an effective shot. I mean, I literally facepalmed when Biden said that Antifa was an idea and not a real organization.
Really, Joe?
Yeah.
When you type in Antifa.com, it redirects you to Joe.
Yeah.
There's credibility.
That one floored me. Biden didn't land a single effective shot. A lot of people kind of missed this, and when Wallace asked Donald Trump to ask he didn't specifically ask Donald Trump to disavow racism. He asked more or less to stand back is what he did. So when Joe Biden tripped up and said the Proud Boys, which we will cover in the next topic, Donald Trump literally said stand down and stand by. Now, again, we'll get into the Proud Boys later, and we actually on 149 yesterday we covered an odd little thing that involves the Proud Boys, the McCloskeys, Kyle Rittenhouse, and a few other people. But I'm going to give this debate. This is just my opinion. Donald Trump was able to land some shots, even though Chris Wallace didn't do a very good job of moderating and appeared to be running interference for Biden. Biden looked a whole lot more spry than I gave him credit for, but then again, he probably was whatever. I'm going to have to assume he was given the best possible medical attention to his mental condition that they could humanly muster for him.
He looked great. He
looked pretty composed. He did almost everything Biden answered, though, was a canned response. There didn't seem to be a whole lot of original content. Donald Trump kind of dropped it a little bit. He had a couple of points where he could have, like, maybe landed a couple of extra shots on Joe Biden. Ultimately, though, how this came out is that, I mean, if this was a boxing match, I would probably, Donald Trump would have gotten it by almost like a split decision. This wasn't, that's just my opinion. I'm sure there's going to be varying other opinions, depending upon who is talking. He went out just a little bit too aggressively, almost to the point where he almost, like, wasn't smart about it. That whole thing about him not disavowing racism. Donald Trump has gone on the record multiple times for doing that. That appears to be his only mistake. They tried to push it as hard as they could, and when we get into the Proud Boys, we'll see. It turned out to be a much bigger mistake than I did. Here's the thing. For the next debate, the Democrats are trying to make it a virtual debate, not person to person, and the person who's going to be moderating the next debate is a person who, if you go to his Twitter feed, has been clearly noted for being anti-Trump. That's for the next debate.
If I could interject something here. Wallace was gatekeeping that debate. He wanted certain answers to come out in certain ways, and he kept pressing things towards his narrative, if you will. And so the virtual debate will be no better. It looked like Biden was wearing a wire.
And he pulled his arm up
to his ear and stuff. Like he was being given things to say. And maybe somebody whispered in his ear in some of that wiring that he should shut up, man, and he said it out loud.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing, too.
Either candidate, though, they show no regard for the rules of a civil debate. When you debate people, there's a certain amount of, you know, decor. You're supposed to do things protocol-wise, and they skipped all that. And we talk about who won the debate. I'll tell you who lost. The American people lost.
So funny, I was about to get to that. Yeah, that was not a... to say that was a shit show would be an understatement. It should be duly pointed up that Biden refused to allow to have his ears inspected, although you don't necessarily have to have an ear implant to communicate. There's other ways of doing it. But yeah, I saw the photo
off
with
the wire. Cuff, you know what I mean?
That was my take, and yeah, I saw the wire. I mean, like I say, I would give it to Donald Trump on split decision. I don't know whether he's going to be able to deliver the knockout blow in the debates, and honestly, you're not supposed to get panicky about the polls, but even Rasmussen was spot on, and even Rasmussen has Biden out ahead by 5 at this point.
The postal union coming out for Biden, and they're going to talking about a postal ballot. I'd have to give some more points to Biden because of that alone. That says a lot.
Okay. I'm pretty much done. Rob, since you seem to want to talk so much, I will let you have the seat next. So take it away.
No, I'm just trying to interject into a conversation.
Oh, you know? Oh, okay.
You have a topic line that you're going along, and I'm trying to participate. If I'm talking too much, I'll mute my mic and just call me when you want me to say something.
Oh, no, you had some really good valid points.
I did watch a bit of the debate, just because it was controversial. I went online and had a peek. I don't even have television, so I have to seek out information when I want it. And it was as you put it, it was a shit show. It's an embarrassment, you know, to being overseas and hearing the comments from other people in other countries. Is what I'm hearing is this the best America can do? Is these two people? And then I have to point out that then they had something, a vice presidential debate. So I said, well, what dissonance does that instill in people? Is it to tell you everybody straight off the presidential candidates are no good, so let's debate the who gets the job next to prepare people's minds for that?
Yeah, we'll be doing the VP debates either next week or the week after. That was a very civil debate compared to the presidential debates. Yeah, no, that was Trump went out too aggressively. Biden was coached. Wallace was running I'm not going to out and out accuse him of running interference, but the way it looked, it sure looked like Wallace was running interference.
Mm-hmm. It's a stacked deck, though. The media, we know that which side of the coin the media clearly favors. They favor the liberal side, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's my personal take on it. Yeah, who wants to go next?
I'll pop in with. I listened to both of the debates via radio, and I'm grateful because I don't want to have to look at any of those people.
Not that I can blame you. Not that I can blame you at all. V, Rearson, which one of you two wants to go next?
Well, like I said, I just sort of read about it, so I don't want to hop in on this one. So go ahead.
Okay, Rearson.
Well, everything that I have already felt or thought was already spoken about tonight. I mean, just the fact that there's clear bias. Now, I fully admit that I'm rather pro-Trump, so I already admit my bias in advance as well. And I've listened to idiots like George Takei read on Crackbook, idiots like Mr. Takei, who I wonder what demons he's got that he wants kept hidden, but that's another story. And my expectations were met, and all I'm going to say is that they were quite low. And once I got past, like I said, once I hit that, okay, I guess I'm going to be debating you as well too, and I'm like, there's no point. Like, there's really no effing point. I have my doubts about the second debate coming through, and apparently Kasich is pushing to be replacing Biden, so we'll see what happens with all of that. We'll see. I got not much more to say.
Yeah, this was an absolute and who won on this debate depends on what side of the political fence you fell upon. There's right, people who don't really have any dog in this fight, which is me, because you know I'm not nearly as pro-Trump as you are, Rearson. I'm going to give it to Trump on this one, mostly just on, and this is odd thing, because I'm looking at it in terms of like UFC fights, you're judged each round on aggressiveness. And Donald Trump, well, he was standard Donald Trump. He went for the gusto, again, a little bit too much, I think. But, I mean, at least he did get some shots in, but he wasn't nearly as effective as he wanted to be. And that's all I got to say on this one, because we got to get into the second part of this, which happened, like, literally right. Well, I mean, Biden mentioned it during the show. And, you know, when I first heard it, it was like when Biden said the Proud Boys, it was like, what? Okay, my first experience with the Proud Boys was when Jordan Peterson came up. And by the way, Jordan Peterson is from Northern Alberta. He got his first degree at the University of Alberta, I believe. So he's an Alberta boy. and he wasn't allowed to speak it at downtown because the theater, they refused to book him, so we had to do it out in Sherwood Park. And I showed up for the after event because I was working that night, and there's this table full of guys with black and yellow polo shirts sitting off. Well, they were sitting. There's a big table sitting right in the middle of the bar, and the Proud Boys were occupying all that. And it's like everybody knew who they were, and I sort of like I'd never seen them before, so I asked who they were. And I mingled with them a couple times, and they showed up at a couple of the other events that I showed up. They didn't keep in mind I live in Edmonton, so, you know, there's not a particularly large, definitely not a very large Hispanic population. So, yeah, there were a couple of guys who might be like me, who are like half Native or something like that. But, I mean, Edmonton doesn't have, like, the Edmonton contingent didn't have any quote-unquote minorities in there. However, you know, they desperately tried to play this off as this group being homophobic and racist, and of course they completely ignored facts, like the de facto head of the Proud Boys right now is Afro-Cuban, and if you go down to the United States, you will definitely see blacks, Hispanics, Asians, Native Americans involved in the Proud Boys. You can't really accuse the homophobic slur got removed recently when somebody posted up a photo of Gavin McGinnis isn't gay, but I mean he kissed Milo Yiannopoulos publicly.
And apparently it was a rather long kiss.
Yeah, so it that answers the homophobic slur, but as Rearson saw on my Facebook feed, there was, and by the way, this was not the only place this happened. Her stance was fuck the Proud Boys. Now, you know what it's like having to deal with this crowd. No amount of evidence, even when it's slammed right in their faces, is going to get them to change their mind. I had multiple photos of Proud Boys who were black and Hispanic and so on, and I posted them up and it says, well, if they're a racist group, you know, they're certainly not a very discerning racist group. One post that I think somebody actually led it to me, and it was actually a woman, a friend of mine here, she's originally from India. Somebody on one of the groups that she was involved in, and I swear to God that I actually saw the post that I probably should have screen saved it, but I'm like, I facepalm. Multicultural white supremacists is the word that they used to describe this one person, to describe the Proud Boys. Now, the whole thing, they tried to pass off tokenism, but again, right, a 20 to 35% non-white membership in the Proud Boys is not token. That's not token by any stretch of the imagination. They're not homophobic. Gavin McGinnis answered that charge with gusto. The question of them being far right, well, again, I posted up a link with what they believe and what they don't believe, and there's nothing in their manifesto that suggests that. I mean, they're conservative, they're nationalistic, but nationalism isn't a crime. Nationalism is only a crime if you are like someone like George Soros, or one of the far-left idiots that's currently right now attempting to usurp power in the United States at the moment. The whole thing about the evidence just wasn't there. And you'll notice what happened is that they went on this big, huge, like, let's bash the Proud Boys spree. And everybody, almost every group that I saw on Facebook that attacked the Proud Boys, there were like two or three people there with evidence, you know. And of course, you know what these people are like. They will keep arguing even when evidence is slammed in their faces. But I mean, the aim when you're doing this kind of, and I kept it to a minimum on my end, but when you're doing this type of keyboard warrior situation, is that you're not trying to get the person you're arguing with to change their mind. What you're doing is you're playing to the crowd. And then, of course, once you've made your point to the crowd, then I switch over to making them look like a stammering idiot. And since we're dealing with far-left neckbeards that are still living in their parents' basement, and if it's to believe, like, most of them probably don't even know what the concept of work means. And I will paraphrase that by saying one of the people that I ended up arguing with over the Proud Boys, and no word of a lie here, late 30s, trust fund baby. Guy has never had to work a day in his life.
It sounds like you're talking about Trudeau.
Yeah, so just a complete, complete and total dissonance. Anybody, peel away a layer, and they did try to push it really hard. But here's the next part I'm going to bring up about this. Now, be it the Proud Boys or the McCloskeys or Kyle Rittenhouse or Jake Gardner, who we had as a topic last night, you know, what the trend here is that anybody who takes a vocal public stand and holds their ground against BLM or Antifa somehow mysteriously always finds themselves in legal difficulty. Of course, that's all just a coincidence, right? That's sarcasm on my part talking there. That's just total coincidence. That's all I'm going to say. Whoever wants to run with it next can.
Well, I think that the Proud Boys got brought up in Antifa during that debate strictly to try to set Trump up. To no matter how you answer that question, he was it was going to be used against him.
Yeah, here's now you mentioned it, and that wire thing you were telling me about.
Mm-hmm.
That suddenly has some validity to it. Sort of like a light went off when you said that. Continue, Rob.
So I get to thinking about it. You know, I don't support the full views of almost no activist group, but I do support their right to assemble and to effect change. They have a right to overthrow a tyrannical government as guaranteed in the Constitution. So I do support the fact that they have assembled. We are allowed to have militias. So to brand somebody a racist because they support something that's against what you support is a childish argument, I think. But to brand somebody, you know what I mean?
Well, and yeah, you kind of have to be careful. I mean, I would like to not think of the Proud Boys as racist because when I first heard of the Proud Boys, you know, watching videos on YouTube, stuff like that, it's like, wow, these are my guys. These are my kind of guys. I would love to hang out with these guys. They're playing pool. They're having some beers, and somebody said something extremely stupid. It was sexist, you know, super feminist. And these guys stood their ground and talked down this dumb comment. And it was great. But I looked into it more and more, and I watched more and more videos like, these guys are all white. I mean, it's not as a problem or anything, but, I looked into it a little bit further. It's like, some evidence they may be racist. So I was like, okay, well, hell. I don't know. So, I don't know. That's just my only dive into that. My only thing I want to say about the Proud Boys. So go ahead.
Okay, Dr. Kelly, I'll pop in. I love some of the work that they've done. I've heard tons of videos, and I turned the California State Commander, Colonel Brian with a Y, Hunt, onto the Proud Boys, and he was just getting his super jollies. I heard him laughing in the background, and he's like, I can't believe these guys. They're amazing. And I wanted to find out about that Sabo guy that does the billboards. You know, he outed the pedo Weinstein or something. And, oh, I love him, too.
Rearson.
No, just more attempts of distraction because POTUS wanted to basically bring up Antifa. They immediately went after, well, it was at Biden's behest, I suppose. Bring up the Proud Boys. What about the Proud Boys? And we're going, oh, Joe, just go fondle someone, young girl's, some woman's hair for Pete's sake. It's really all you're good at. But anyway, whatever. But honestly, like, I looked a little bit more deeper into this because McGinnis was the guy that started the Proud Boys. He had always said that, like, look, we're just out there to have some fun. It's male bonding time. Just leave us alone. We will, you know, you do your thing. We do our thing. Let's be civil and we can disagree and we kind of keep it at that. Unfortunately, but then again, anything right of Marx is far right in the intolerant minds of kids these days. So take that however you will. But for me, at least at the end of the day, I don't know if I would actually say that I'd be interested in looking at the local chapter of where I am, but I just might out of curiosity.
But, no, I've met them a couple of times. Sure, I actually went and met with a couple of them one time. The head of the Edmonton chapter, apparently I look like the guy's dad, so...
Hmm. Well, regardless of that one way or the other, though, again, anything that will take some of the heat off of Biden and his mental incompetence, and let's be honest, if he's playing it up, he's doing one hell of a job as well, too. Remember, it takes a smart man to play somebody stupid. But Trump was going after him on his son, and they were trying to deflect away from that one. And the little bit that I saw as to how quickly that was changed around. So, again, but then again, I mean, to go with what I've heard numerous times, accuse your enemy of what you're doing. So the fact that Wallace... and I've never seen anybody carry water nearly as well as he has. But the fact that Wallace was basically going after white supremacists, to me, only means that he knows, that the Democrats, well, the left, however, whatever they are, they're using, well, the opposite, like they're using BLM and Antifa and whatever else. But, you know, Trump has, you know, the POTUS has to denounce. And there was and anybody here that's part of the Q movement, I remember him watching him, and he was asked to denounce one of the groups again. I think this was like 2 or 3 years ago. He was going, you know, you're the 18th person that has told me this. And I just went, well, then that's interesting. But it's a song and pony show that we know what the outcome is, but we have to watch it to the end anyway, just because it's part of the play. And he's not stupid going in knowing that he's going to get railroaded and whatever else. So, but for the Proud Boys, it'd be interesting to see what happens with all of this one. But whatever. At least those guys can fight.
Hey, would you like to hear the 1 minute
1 minute, 20 seconds of where they went through this during the debate. I found the clip so you can kind of hear.
Oh, sure. Oh, sorry.
Sure.
Okay, cool. Let it rip.
You have repeatedly criticized the vice president for not specifically calling out Antifa and other left-wing extremist groups. But are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups and to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland?
Sure,
are you
I'm
prepared
to
specifically
that,
do it?
Well, I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing.
So what are you saying?
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see peace.
Then do it, sir.
Say it. You want to call them? What do you want to call them? Give me a name.
White supremacists and
right wing. Who would you like me to condemn?
White supremacists and right wing.
Proud Boys. Stand back and stand by, but I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right-wing problem. This is a
left-wing.
This is a left-wing problem.
White supremacist. Antifa's an idea, not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not malicious. That's what his
an idea.
His FBI director
gentlemen.
Said.
Wow. Having the luxury of looking at that now, I mean, yeah, Trump literally answered Wallace's question, which is exactly what got pointed out. And again, what that situation that Rob was saying about him, Biden wearing a wire, you know, very convenient response at that point. Now, it's possible that Biden might be a whole lot more alert than he's pretend that he's letting on to be. But if he is, then he's going to have full control of the race. If he's fooling everybody. In that case, Kamala Harris is just basically there for tokenism. But that's just me. But yeah, no, Wallace asked Trump to ask them to stand down. Trump said exactly that. You know, that's kind of hard to argue with. Anybody else want to pipe about that clip?
One thing I noticed in that clip is when Wallace is directing supposed questions, he's talking down at the president, and he's doing it in a very loud, chastising voice, like, well, do something about it, sir. He's not supposed to be an active part of the debate. He's supposed to be moderating a debate. Like I said at the beginning, all rules of what a debate should be were thrown out the window on this. This is not a civil debate that occurred.
And I think it was a
battle royal.
I think Biden was just parroting Wallace. And my synopsis of the whole debate was, it was from the beginning, it's Trump debating Chris Wallace. Biden's just looking at the camera and like talking to the people and doing his talking points, and then sort of like going, yeah, yeah, whenever Chris Wallace is really trying to go after Trump. And that's, you know, just aside from all the actual policy and details, that's what I came away with from the whole thing. But that, when I heard that clip again, because it's a lot of talking over each other, and I heard it being, you know, put out in the media, I was like, wow. And the way it got blown up, I mean, all the people I know personally here in Austin, Texas, I know from the town and from my life growing up, they're on Facebook and everybody's, Trump said to Proud Boys, stand by, and stand. And it's like, no, he really did just like, as you caught, he said the words that Chris Wallace told him to say, but he added stand by, and somehow, and then everybody's running around talking to all the people of color that I know, if that's, you know, what they want to be known as, the new heroes of the activism. They all were saying that he's just a racist and he's calling them out and he's dog whistling and all that. And I'm like, wow, dude, you heard it right there. I mean, that's the debate, supposed debate encapsulated. It's Trump versus Chris Wallace, and Joe Biden's getting free airtime essentially. And he looked great. I thought it was, instead of Weekend at Bernie's, Weekend at Biden's, it was kind of like Weekend at Charlie Sheen's, you know. he's kind of on it, you know. He was winning. So
Weekend.
The doctor, go ahead.
Yeah, it was Weekend at Transylvania. I think he got a transfusion. I don't know. I saw a picture of Biden and Trump on the cover of the Billy Graham Decision magazine. And I had a really bad day Tuesday. So I folded it over like the old Mad magazine thing, and I made it, turned it into